This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hope you're having a great day. Mike, I will say this because there are a lot of people in our city who believe that our Falcons will never, never, ever win a championship.
Balderdash.
Until we change ownership. And last night should be another example that our owner is all about chips. He's won one with Atlanta United. Now he's got another one, Mike, in his trophy case with, what is it again, TGL?
It's the Tomorrow's Golf League, TGL.
TGL, he's got another one in his case. Let me tell you something. Our owner is committed to nothing but winning.
Thank you, Carl. And once again, Atlanta, we are the champions. That's right, pal. Your Atlanta drive brought home the $9 million prize and a trophy that apparently is cylindrical, but you can't drink out of it because there's no bottom. They talked about that yesterday, Andy and Randy, with the... with Billy Horschel.
Well, listen, here's the thing, though. For everybody that's like, yeah, Arthur Blank's got, he's got trophies, but he doesn't have one in the NFL. Guys, the NFL is one of, if not the hardest sports to win a championship in. There are so many things that have to go right, okay? These guys are playing basically in a golf simulator, okay?
We are the champions.
Yes, in a golf simulator, okay? Which a lot of people have in their basements.
Sing it, Freddie.
And you are now like, yeah, he wins at everything else, but he don't win it in football. Do you know how hard it is to win a Super Bowl?
Yep.
We need to calm down. And all I'm saying is Arthur Blank is committed, and I'm happy for Arthur. We're joking, and we're having a lot of fun being tongue-in-cheek. Right. But we're happy for him because he got involved. He put his money where his mouth is, Mike, supported this thing. Mike and I, for those who don't remember, and I'm sure you don't, we went over to Arthur Blank's office to talk to him about this before the launch. It's almost 2 years now.
Right.
And we sat down with him, and he said, we're gonna launch this thing. And, of course, for those who don't know, he owns the PGA Superstores. And we just I'm starting here only because the commitment to win a championship in the NFL is there from our owner. It's not his fault that the general managers that he's hired have maybe picked some of the wrong guys. It's not his fault that some of the coaching, Mike, has failed on Sundays. It's not his fault that this team, over the course of years, has had injuries. Everybody has something to deal with. And sometimes you overcome it and sometimes you don't. Last year, Mike said it, the Braves were able to overcome injuries and we still made the playoffs.
Right.
Okay? But understand that Arthur Blank has always and continues to do what is right by his teams. So that is why we're saying congratulations. Mike, I don't know. We talked about this. I probably watched maybe an hour total of this. I'm not going to tell you I watched the entire thing. I'm not talking about last night. I'm saying total TGL as a whole. And we're big golf guys. And I was like, okay, can I get into it? But the fact is, I'm glad they're champions.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, this guy's in his car right now in his office going, no, he is responsible. He holds out of those general managers too long. He hires the wrong guys. Yeah, I mean, and I get it.
Well,
did
he hire the right guys, Billy Horschel and these guys?
I mean, well, obviously, what you got right there. Now, I don't know if Arthur was involved in saying, I want Justin Thomas, Billy Horschel, and give me that guy who plays really slow, Patrick Cantlay. But they won this thing. Now, I've tried to watch this. Now, they're not really appealing to me because we're already golf guys that watch the tour on the weekends, right? When there's good golf on at a big tournament, I'll watch.
I want to see guys walk a course and be challenged realistically by what it offers with the next shot.
But we're not in a target demographic for this.
And how they maneuver. No, they're trying to get, 20-somethings?
I think it's 18 to 34, 18 to – I mean, I don't even know what the – all I know is we're not in it because, you know, I do like a good simulator every now and again, Carl. I know we were out in Vegas when it rained that Thursday. Me and Becky were out for Valentine's. We went to that Tour 15 or 5-iron they have down in Midtown.
Mm.
So we went to 5-iron golf. You know, you got a couple beers, had a cigar, played some simulated golf because there's nothing else to do. I don't want to stay off the tables. But this is something people do dig, and they're trying to find a way to drag younger demos into the tour, into golf. So vis-a-vis this – I mean, I don't know if they care about the PGA, but this certainly is its own entity, and they're going to see if this thing grows. The numbers have been okay, not great, but not bad either.
We're champions. Atlanta. 404-726-0929. We celebrate every chip.
Every single time. Now, where's the parade?
I'm sorry?
Where's the parade?
Is there a parade?
Chris, you know anything about this? We're going to... Well, maybe they'll have a cocktail hour at Atlanta Athletic Club.
That sounds more like it.
Maybe the parade will go from the parade for TGL will go from Cherokee to the Governor's Mansion. How about that?
While we're talking about this,
so basically about a block and a half on West Paces. How's that sound?
Okay, while we're talking about
this, I think what they are going to probably get to do is do the Golden Spike.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
There you go.
Three.
Well, that makes sense.
Matches.
Well, they can join this show. You know, we've done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just saying.
Damn right, we did.
Unlike some other.
I'm sorry?
Unlike some other.
This show has done the Golden Spike for those who didn't know that. It was a great night, too. We had a lot of fun. But look, Mike and I have been down with Atlanta United from day one. So when they asked us to do it, we were certainly pleased and happy to do it. But we had a lot of fun. Let me hear Arthur Blank real quick while we're doing this and talking about last night's TGL. Listen, we got a lot to talk about. Brave season starts tomorrow. Tony Gwynn Jr. is going to join us coming up in less than 10 minutes. He covers the Padres. We'll get his take on what the deal is there. But he also covers the Major League, so we'll kind of get a full layout of what he's thinking about as the season gets underway tomorrow. Mm. And then along the way, later in the show, we're going to talk to Hall of Famer John Smoltz, which we're excited about to get his take on the Braves as well. So a lot of Braves conversation. Joe Patrick's going to join us. We got a lot of stuff to get to. But let me hear Arthur Blank on winning the inaugural TGL.
But it's just been incredible fun, really, throughout the entire season. It's unbelievable. This is match 19, and to think we're champions at the end of that, it's a credit, really. I want to name two players that are not here, Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy, along with Mike here. It was really their vision to come up with this. God bless them. And our team here, these four unbelievable players, and Ben over here was our manager on the field, and then all of Atlanta could not have been more supportive and more exciting about it. And all of our guests who came here, they loved it. It's great for the game of golf. It's great to see the game of golf grow in a variety of ways, and this is a beautiful, symbolic way for that to happen. And we're privileged and honored to have the very first trophy.
Is this going to grow?
Yeah, as I said, I don't know. I mean, the demos, the numbers were good. The night that I watched, I think, was probably the best night ever. That was when Rory played Tiger.
Okay.
Remember when Tiger got the penalty for taking too long on a putt?
Yes.
It is interesting. It is unique. Now, last night, they had this feature, if you didn't see it, where basically you can double the points on the hole. And I forget how what the phrase is, but basically you can challenge a team. If a team accepts, okay, basically we're doubling up on this hole. And if you didn't see it,
throwing the hammer?
Throwing the hammer. Patrick Cantlay hits his 18 footer last night. And that's how they helped to win it. So that's kind of, it's cool. I would love to see a clock on golfers in real golf, and we're watching on TV or at East Lake.
Well, you know this. I mean, sometimes these things do benefit the real game and how some of the rules are taken from some of this stuff, and you go, well, that makes sense. But I don't know how much this grows. What I do know is if it does, it will be great to help the game of golf. But for some guys, and I just happen to be one of them, I'm not as into this as I thought I might be. But when the original idea, and Arthur Blank, I said this, we were interviewing him about this, and he's telling us about the vision and all this stuff, and to his point about Tiger and all this, you know, the Tiger Woods came up with this idea. And I'm guessing at the time, think about this. A few years ago, Tiger's like, I can't walk courses. What would be cool to attract golfers, and how could we do this where we get the guys and get a chance to play? It is a brilliant idea. I just don't know if it's here for the long term. Either way, we are champions.
And you can never take that away from us. You like that idea, though? Just like Cherokee over to the governor's mansion?
Something that'd be cool. That'd
or
be cool.
Or maybe up in... Maybe,
cocktails?
Maybe do it in Johns Creek. Now, for those who don't remember, when we won the MLS championship, we didn't get all of Peachtree. We crossed Peachtree. We did it on Baker Street.
Yeah, we did.
Went Baker Street down to Centennial Olympic Drive, and then into like the Home Depot backyard on a very rainy, bitter day. But it was great and a lot of fun. And remember, Lorenowitz had the Hey Man Ale.
Yeah.
Threw it up to him, and he's down in that on one of the buses going down the street.
It was that was a cool day, man. That was fun. And seriously, you know, as we turn this and take a turn back to the Falcons, because the question is, you see this happen and you go, all right, Arthur Blank, okay, listen, he's doing everything he can. And I've got to say this. This is why this draft is huge. This is why this change with the coaching staff and Mike, the pieces that they've tried to add, we've been limited, guys. We didn't have a whole lot of money. But that doesn't mean that you don't respect or expect results. Mike, right. We do. Despite the fact of what we were or weren't able to do. Guys, this was a playoff team until our quarterback failed us.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is what it is. This was a playoff team, and to your quarterback threw 9 interceptions in 5 weeks.
And then finds a way, you know, remember Howard Stern, the whole thing, before he's even here, the nexus of it. He costs us a 5th-round pick for getting on the phone to talk about the trainer, how are they going to fix my Achilles down there.
You're about to go in.
So that's one. And then the season starts, and he wins us over. You know me, I'm like, oh my God, I love him. Remember we're at Hooters in Buford? This guy is amazing. He'll just come up and talk to you. No quarterback does that.
I was like, man, this dude is—he's legit.
Thank you, Bijan. And then all of a sudden, then it happened. Then that game in New Orleans, and then the wheels fell off. I'm fine. You're on the injury report, clerical error. Then he goes to New Orleans, and he tries to basically strong arm the Falcons. No. I was injured, banged up. Makes the coach look like a nitwit. Makes the front office look silly. Then he demands a trade. You know what? And now, by the way, we can't even get a trade to get something out of it in this draft to help us for this year. Just awful. I mean, he's got to be the biggest con man in the history of the NFL. Just like the way they talk about Russell Wilson being a phony, I think Kirk Cousins is a phony of a different feather.
By the way, did you see Russ's tweet just recently? I think it was maybe this morning. What's Russ say? Let's ride? The Giants fans, did you see this, Chris? It was pretty funny. I mean, it was like typical Russ. Let's ride.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
Yeah. It was something like that. And I just started laughing because I was like, Giants aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, you're on a bad team.
Yeah.
And have you ever thought Russell Wilson would be on 3 teams in 3 years?
I did not.
Never.
No, I did not. And apparently the reports are that he wanted to go back to the Steelers. Really?
You ever done anything dangerous?
Imagine
but
that.
But they didn't want you.
Yeah, correct. They did not. 404-726-0929. It is Dukes and Bell. We're glad that you are here. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Padley. Guys, sell your home for cash fast. PADLYBuys.com. We got a lot to get to. Coming up, Tony Gwynn Jr., friend of the show. He's going to stop by to talk about this opening series for our Braves and the Padres. Listen, Padres are really good.